Brown Bedliner.
Hey, this is Bart.
Yep, this is Bart.
Hey, Bart. Steve, over at the Bank of Cardiff.
Where at?
The Bank of Cardiff. I just got your voicemail.
Oh, Gaddafi. I don't know how you guys pronounce it, but I pronounce it Gaddafi.
That's all right. I like that. It's pretty funny. Right
so
on.
Anyway.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to hear about that hospital.
Man, a couple of weeks between my dad and I, it's just been a...
Well, I hope you're okay. I don't know.
What the hell? Oh, yeah. Good news, while I was in there, they done a bunch of tests and come to the determination that the main problem is fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been 5 years trying to figure out a muscle spasm, flopping around like a fish out of, you know, you just pulled out of water and got him laying on the beach. So they sent it up to go see a neurologist. And we've sent muscle samples several times all over the United States and Sweden, Norway, France. I can't remember where the last. I think the last one was Norway or somewhere. Well, France or Sweden or Norway. And so what we got to test for now is something called progressive dystonia.
Oh wow!
And what that is my body. Every person, every day sitting there typing, you're using muscles.
Mm-hmm.
So a normal person will have about 200 parts per million of muscle mass in their blood.
Mm-hmm.
An NFL player doing a football game will have 900 to 1,000. The bicyclist doing the marathon deal over there in Europe, the highest they've had anybody there is 1,250. And that's about the highest they've got. The worst thing you can do is a bicycle thing for tearing your muscles up and getting in and rebuilding them.
Oh, really?
So I'll be sitting here talking to you or laying in bed asleep, and my body decides I'm doing the fucking marathon, and it'll jump to 900 and up to, I've been up to as far as 1,980.
No shit.
Which is more than somebody riding a 24-hour marathon.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, even what are the triathlons? Those,
yeah.
The highest they've ever got there is like 1,300.
That's unreal, and it's just like they don't know why this happens, or they just.
So we've been trying to figure out, and it started in my feet, and my legs. Well, now it's over the 5 years. Now it's all over my body, and it never is in the same place. And that's what's really confusing them. So they take muscle from here and muscle from there when I haven't. So anyway, I think, and it's actually it's a part of the brain that's triggering it, thinking I'm out running around doing something, exercising, and I'm not.
Well, that's crazy. So do you have, like, you have muscle spasms then? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
My gosh.
Oh, yeah. When it gets in my hands, it'll cramp up so bad that my right hand, the little finger will come out of socket even and start pointing backwards.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's really bad.
It sounds painful, man.
Take a Charlie horse in your thigh or your calf and times 10.
Oh, my gosh. Is that hereditary?
We don't know. They don't know that much about it yet. They know there's no cure for it. And so what happened last week is I got so bad it was in my stomach and my right side. And I couldn't get it to go away. And it gets so bad you can't breathe. You can't walk. Mm-hmm. You can't breathe. You can't do nothing. And the only thing that when it gets really bad and I can't get it to go, usually hot as you can get water, hair dryer, get that muscle as hot as you can get it. And they got some muscle relaxers they take, and they're supposed to hit it. Well, after five of those and an hour and a half of not being able to breathe and my side all cramped up, morphine.
Mm.
Yeah, so, but you can't be living on that. And the only thing that they've found that keeps it in check and does so it doesn't happen is 50 to 75 milligrams of prednisone steroid every day. I've gained 150 pounds in 2 years of being, and then I started getting steroid rage. So, okay, well, now we got, been one thing after another. At least we got it. They're 99% sure that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And this neurologist that they got me set up next month to go to will do a test, and that will tell. And if it is, they can't cure it, but they got some medication that you can take that when your brain tries to do that, it won't let it.
Wow.
Now the downside to that is when you go try and swim and exercise and lose weight,
mm-hmm.
your body's not going to want to let it do it then either.
Right. Because now you're in that, yeah.
Yeah, and they said, so there's a problem. We'll have to work with you on that. And I was like, oh, great. But, so hopefully I can
get
steroid shit and lose some weight.
Yeah, man, that's horrible news, but at least you're breathing and talking.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. That's the good side, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You got to look at the positive sides and some stuff.
So then my dad, 3 weeks ago, he's been having a problem for a year, and it started just before, and they thought, oh, it has to do with this car wreck he got in. He got rear-ended and totaled the car out, and a guy in a truck not paying attention to what he was doing, and stuffed the keyhole of the trunk of a Buick Citation four-door car all the way to the rear window.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Dad and the cars in front of him were dead stopped, and the truck was doing 45 miles an hour and looked up and went, oh, fuck. No time for braking.
Man.
But it wasn't the wreck. It's he had a clogged artery in his left leg.
Oh, wow. Did they find that because of the accident?
Actually, no. For a year, it's been getting worse and worse. He's walking, and they kept telling him, well, your back looks good. We don't understand. And he went to a different doctor because he was having problems with his blood sugar, right?
Uh-huh.
Diabetic doctor. And he goes, well, let me do something. So he got an ultrasound check. And that's when they found that the artery was 90% plugged in his leg.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it probably was that way before, but they think the wreck and the jolt of all that broke some of it loose and caused it. Now he had they couldn't find a pulse. He goes, yeah, I can't feel my, and they're being diabetic, well, I can't feel my toes and I can't feel my feet and I can't, now it's starting to turn color. Well, so they did emergency surgery on him before he lost his foot. And they cut you from the ankle all the way to your belly button, and they take that carotid artery out. And they rotor-rooted it and cleaned it, and then they put it back in and stitched you all back up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's unreal.
So then Friday, he got, he's been having a problem with an infection right about the knee area, and went into Tillamook General Hospital down where he lives, and they found a blood clot, and his white cell count was up to 21. Instead of 3 to 5 like normal.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So they wanted to rush him to Portland to where the vascular surgeon was by ambulance, and I just got him back home yesterday. So since we first talked, that's been all my fun.
Man, now I feel bad for giving you so many calls. Man.
You know, it's like, and in between that, trying to do gun shows and keep extreme coatings going, it's like, man.
Sure, man.
I'm ready to go nuts here.
Man, when it rains, it pours, huh?
So now I'm trying to find your email.
Yeah.
Get it to open.
Man.
Let's see here. Which one are we? Where are we at? There's only and I got 102 emails in here because I haven't looked at them in. I've been going through trying to get rid of all the bullshit ones you get that, you know, don't mean nothing to me anyway.
Right. Of course.
Let's see here. I know it's down around here somewhere.
I can, yeah, if you want me to, I can resend it right now if you want me to.
Yeah, go ahead.
Fast.
And it'll be here. But I know I went to open it, and it kept asking me what I wanted to open it with.
Yeah.
And no matter what I tried.
I've had this problem sometimes before. Let's just see what happens here. There's two ways I can send it. I can either send it. Yeah, there's two ways I can send it. So I just send you the second way and just see if that works. I just sent it, so you should be getting here soon.
Okay. There we go, Steve. So yeah, I got this on, where did I get this one? 10/4.
Okay, so that was yesterday.
Yeah, when I go open, it wants to, it goes right to like you're saving it, and it won't. If I double-click on it, it goes right to, like, it says save file instead of open file.
Okay. So, yeah, so on the, let's try the first one. Try the one I just sent you.
Okay.
Did you get that one yet?
No, let's get it to re. See if we can get something to. All right, there we go. Let's see if we can get this one to open now. Oh, come on. The little wheel started to open. There we go. And we got a page opening. This is looking cool. Better now.
Cool. Yeah, for some reason, I don't know why, but like, I don't know what's with our emails. Sometimes there's two ways we can send it, and sometimes half the time it doesn't work on the other one, so you gotta do this other way.
Uh-huh.
Open up for you?
Yep. Okay, so I already sent in. I think I already sent most of this in the first time when I faxed it. You didn't get it?
When did you fax it?
Oh, man, way before, on 9/7/16.
Hey, 9/7/16. Oh, that's right, we did talk about that. No, I never got anything. I'm on your file right here.
Yeah, because when it came in the mail, I filled it all out and faxed it over.
Okay. Yeah, I totally believe. I believe you. I just
because
I think
again?
I. Yeah, if you could. Because I think I even asked my underwriters. That's where the fax goes to, is straight to our operations department. So.
Yeah, what number do you want me to fax it to this time, so you get it, or do you have
one? Yeah. Well, you can actually just fax it to. The fax number that should be on that email.
Yeah, it's 888-234-0177.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if you just,
again.
Yeah, if you just have like a cover letter or whatever, just write to Steve.
Yep.
Shell.
Okay.
And then, perfect. And then.
I'll go do that right now, and then that way you got it.
Okay. Do you need the list of all the other things we need still, or do you remember?
I can't remember now.
That's okay. I can just run it real quick.
The bank statements and something else.
Yeah, I'll just I'll send you the email right now. Okay.
Let's see. Go back here. Go. It's weapons and coatings. Where's extreme coatings at?
And I don't know. I don't know if we talked about this. Do you? Accept credit cards, I guess payments?
Yep.
Okay. Is that a pretty big part of your business?
Nope.
No? Okay.
No, open account, 30-day payments are our biggest deal.
Okay.
Let's pull that one over here. For some reason, my main page on my computer decided that it wanted to go up on the second screen instead of the first screen. And I finally got it back down on the first screen, and then it reorganized everything for me.
Good old computers.
And now I can't find extreme coatings.
Yeah. Good old technology.
Oh, there it is over on the right-hand side. There we go. Let's put that right there.
Okay, so I'm gonna send you this real fast. I'll just have just the list. Just 6 months of bank statements and the 2015 tax return. And since credit cards is not like a big thing for your business, then we don't need that.
Okay. Yeah. No, my gun company business. It's mostly all. It's either cash or
right.
Credit cards. So recovery. Damage document, yeah, next. Okay, there we go, that's what I need right there. All right, yeah. I will get this, I'll go walk over to the printer now, and then you can get it, and then call me back when you, and I'll get this other stuff going.
Okay, sounds good, and then you're going to fax all of them?
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, no, so then you're emailing me what I need. The bank statements I can email to you.
Yeah, perfect, okay.
And maybe, you needed tax returns?
Yeah, just the 2015.
Yeah, I don't have 15 done yet.
Okay.
We're close, but we're getting...
That's fine. You had the 2014 though, right?
Yeah, I got 14.
That'll
so
work.
There's extreme coatings, there's extreme weapons, there's Fannistel Enterprises, and then Fannistel Enterprises is owned by my son, my dad, and I. So, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Like, accountant has to do all of, and they're all, and you know, because they all tie to your personal return, right?
Yeah.
So
he's okay.
Doing the business ones, and almost got it done. I know the deadline's coming. He goes, I'm working.
It's all right. Okay, that's fine. Right. Yeah, 2014 will be fine, man.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, Bart. Appreciate it, man.
All right.
Bye. Sounds good. Bye-bye.